Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans of Making Eight Maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven bowls. It's a night he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
Hello, rodeo fans, and welcome back on the ranch. As we sit back and talk a little rodeo with you, man, it seems like forever since we have had the opportunity to sit back on the ranch with you, fans. And, man, you know, we're excited about this show and how we're able to kick things off as we are live in Springdale, Arkansas, kicking off the Cowboy Christmas run. We've got some of the top names are going to be here and going to be passing through. And, man, it is going to be exciting. We've got so many top competitors that they're running slack right now. The performances start tomorrow, but we've got slack that is running right now. We've got our co-host, Melody, who is down our arena side, and we're hoping to check in with her just a little bit, find out how the interviews are going, find out how things are running in the slack performance so you guys can make sure to stay tuned. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be a fun show tonight. But really, I've got to say, you know, I've got to apologize to all of our listeners out there. We were set to be at the PBR Touring Pro event in Farmington, New Mexico this past weekend. However, had some issues, weren't able to make it all the way out there. And I was so mad. I was so angry at myself. I said, you know what? The only way to fix that is to go fishing. So that's exactly what we did. Now, we headed out with our good friend, Jay Brainerd. Now, Jay Brainerd has a lot of rodeo history. This guy was one of the best freestyle bullfighters I've ever seen. He can backflip a Mexican bull like none other. And real impressive to watch. Great protection style bullfighter as well. We had an opportunity to catch up with him here. It's been about 2 years since we saw him last. And, you know, Jay had a knee injury since then, decided he was going to do something a little bit different. But his competitive nature set in, and he decided to start becoming a fisherman, a pro fisherman. And he has competed with some of the best. And we had an opportunity to enter up in a tournament this weekend. And, you know, we actually finished second place. So that, my friends, is what it's all about. Getting out there on this weekend really helped kind of ease that pain and not being at that PBR Touring Pro event in Farmington, New Mexico. Although we'd love to have been there, fishing is also some of the best, and we were able to do it. It was great to draw a little paycheck out of there and sit down with one of our good friends, Jay Brainerd. Now, we actually have an opportunity to catch up with him, so let's take a listen.
Howdy, guys. We're down here at Grand Lake here in Oklahoma with Pro Angler, and this guy's got a little history around rodeo, too, but we're talking about Jay Brainerd. Jay, what's it like for you to make that transition from being a freestyle bullfighter and backflipping or flipping bulls to flipping jigs?
Man, it actually wasn't that difficult. It's the same thing, you know, being on the road, fishing tournaments and everything. As far as that goes, it's all the same. The main difference is I can practice this all day long, you know what I mean? And I love that I couldn't just go out in my backyard and turn a Mexican out, you know. I did have some for a while, but you just can't do that every single day. And this, I get to live my dream every day, you know, whether I'm taking people on guide trips or pre-fishing for tournaments. So it's pretty awesome, man. I'm pretty blessed.
And there's a lot of family similarities, too, between the fishing family and the rodeo family, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, this weekend around the tournament that we fished, you got to see the guys that part also, just like the traveling, is the same exact thing. You got pretty much your family, like you're talking about. I mean, I got traveling partners that I go to off the tournaments with, and, you know, same deal, hotel rooms and just having a good time, man.
And the things that go on in the trucks on the road trips, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of pranks and everything. A whole lot of stuff like that. You know, sometimes you'll get in your boat in the morning before the tournament, and the drag on your reel, which is what keeps the tension on the line, will be backed all the way off, you know? So you have to check it, or you'll set the hook the first time, and there won't be nothing on the end. It'll just free spool. So, yeah, there's some pranks along with it.
Well, speaking of, you know, traveling and all those similarities, talk for a minute about your sponsors and just what it's like to have sponsors out here to keep you on the road.
Man, when you backflip a bull, they come a lot easier than whenever, you know, everybody in the fishing game is looking for sponsors, same as rodeo and everything. And I'm fortunate. I have, you know, Bass Cat, Dedicated 10 Apparel, Elk River Jigs, Fishity.com. You know, it's I've been pretty blessed with being able to get some sponsors. And one thing that helps a lot with that is being active in guiding. I get to promote a lot of stuff. You know, there's people on my boat every day. They actually get to use the products, like High Standard Rods, for example. That's what my clients throw. And that's one of my sponsors. And they just love that. So whenever they see how well, you know, I get comments all the time, man, I'll say, man, you guys are doing really well. And they'll say, well, I think it's the equipment or something like that, and go buy them a High Standard Rod whenever they're done.
Well, that's excellent, man. Now, let's talk a little about your fishing guide business. You also have a fishing guide business, right?
Yes, I do. I guide on Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Hudson, Uchi, and Spavinaw in northeast Oklahoma. On Grand Lake, I guide for white bass, crappie, and largemouth bass. On the other lakes, it's more of a trophy bass kind of deal. Like, you might not get as many bites, but whenever we catch one, it's usually, you know, it can be 8-9 pounder. So, and especially on Spavinaw, it might be a lot bigger than that too. So, yep, it's pretty fun, man.
We're going to have to move up that way, too, go hit some of those other lakes with you. But, Jay, it's been an absolute pleasure to be down here with you this weekend, man. Where can the fans find you if they want to come down here and go catch some real fish?
The best thing is go to jbrainardfishing.com, and there's a guide service page on there. It has all my information, and I have more boats, you know, guys that work for me and everything. I can take groups, corporate stuff and everything, so... And I also do tournament preparation for guys. Like, I guided some guys for the Bassmaster Classic this year, and they just come out and want to kind of shorten the learning curve and, you know, go around and I'll show them some spots that are good for certain times of the year, certain patterns that the fish are on. And then if you just want to go out and have a good time on the lake, catch a whole bunch of white bass, you know. Yeah, jbrainardfishing.com, and then my number is 918-915-1761. And that's all the information. Is the guide service is actually Grand Lake Elite Guide Service. So,
excellent, man. Well, I got to say, we have seen truly this weekend that it pays off. We did a little pre-fishing on Friday and came out here and finished second place in the tournament on Saturday. So, for those of you that may doubt it or not quite sure, I can guarantee it firsthand because we actually drew a check on Saturday because of it. So we appreciate it, Jay. Look forward to coming back here and doing more fishing with you, man.
Man, I've had a good time. We had kind of some technical difficulties and had to go in early during that tournament. But we dang near won it, man. We dang near won it. So that was a good time. I'm glad you guys got down here to check it out.
That's right. Making 8 Rodeo Network is teaming up. We're gonna have to transition. We're gonna start a second division called the Baitin' 8 Network.
Yeah, you were asking about the similarities in rodeo. There was a lot more winning going on, if you know what I mean. The main difficulty for me is if you win one big tournament a year, you're a stud. You know what I mean? I can't handle that. I'm too competitive. I want to win them all. So the fact that you could come down here and we got second, you know, I mean, that's truly amazing just for you to be here whenever I play so high in that tournament. And I'm glad you were here for it, man. It was a good experience.
You bet, man. It's always good times hanging out with good friends.
Yeah, sure is, man. Sure is. And the more you get down here, I guarantee you the road pranks, you know, they're going to start happening to you, too.
Bring them on, Jay. All right, man. We appreciate it, brother. Well, let's go do some more fishing.
All right, guys, that was Jay Brainerd, and, you know, I got to say, a fellow angler, if you guys have not seen, the link is posted on makingaradio.com. Go check out his website and just take a look. If you guys are in the area or want to learn a little bit about some bass fishing, you need to go check him out and take advantage of the opportunity. So, anyhow, we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we get back, we've got our special guest lined up. Steve Marquet is coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Give me 10 bulls, then I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck, and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
About 200 years ago, they signed that declaration, telling everybody in the whole wide world they're gonna start a brand new nation. From that day on, the 4th of July has been a holiday to the rich man, poor man, and everybody else but the cowboys in the RCA. Oh, well, I get on the phone and I call the airlines, the rental cars and Greyhound stations, 'cause I've entered about 13 rodeos out across the great big nation. Got the car tuned up, the tank's full of gas, I got money in my hand, and if I ain't overdrawn by the end of the week at the bank, I'm a lucky man. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail, and it'll drive you insane. My wife's worried home by the telephone, I'm on the road again. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail. If I ever make it home, I swear I'm gonna hang up my hat, put up my rig and sack, and for a month I'm gonna stay right there. Well, I've been on the road about 3 days now, and I haven't had a minute's rest. There's dark circles all around my bloodshot eyes, and my face is now a whiskered mess. Boy, it's sure like a bath and a home-cooked meal, but for now I must be satisfied with this double super-duper half-cooked burger and a side of grease-soaked french fries. Oh, well, the week's nearly over, and I wonder to myself, will I ever make it home alive? Oh, when a bronc fell on me up at Calgary when he slipped trying to make his high dive. And the plane and the pilot that we rented looked like surplus from World War I. And I thought many times about suicide, but I haven't found myself a gun. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail, and it'll drive you insane. My wife's worried home by the telephone, I'm on the road again. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail. If I ever make it home, I swear I'm gonna hang up my hat, put up my rig and sag, and for a month I'm gonna stay right there.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics, or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
You're listening to the Make an 8 Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and MakeAn8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch as we are here on a Tuesday evening. Sitting back with you, you know, Cowboy Christmas is getting underway, and I cannot tell you how excited we are to be down here at the rodeo at the Ozarks. And man, we're just having ourselves a great time as SWAC is running right now. Now, for the fans that may not know, SWAC is actually a set of contestants that aren't entered in the actual performances. You know, they're allotted a certain amount of time and only allow a certain amount of entries into the timed event sections of the rodeos. So they created SWAC, which is just an extra performance out here. It's an extra day, and they allow all of these contestants to come out. They've got somewhere in between like 30 barrel racers, 30-something team ropers, I think a couple dozen or so steer wrestlers here performing in this extra performance. It also works as a great advantage for them to compete for the same money that there's going to be in the performance, but allows them to get to other rodeos, so it's just an extra added incentive for these guys to be able to get out there as they are stretching out. And, man, I'm telling you, little sleep, very little food, you grab a greasy cheeseburger along the way and hit the road. Hospitality kind of set up down here for these cowboys and cowgirls that are coming in to the Ozarks for the rodeo performance here in Springdale, Arkansas, which is great. Now, that's a huge thing to do. It really is something to see a lot of these cowboys and cowgirls, you know, are out there standing around sharing stories, grabbing themselves a burger before they hit the road for the next rodeo. And, you know, with Cowboy Christmas being here, makes things really interesting to see how these guys run. So we're still looking to get Steve Vacchetti on our show with us. And, man, I got to tell you, I'm excited to hear this guy's story. Really impressive gentleman, and I think that you're going to like him and just what he is bringing to the rodeo community. So we've got a lot to talk about with him, and we'll catch up with him shortly. And we've also got our co-host, Melody Flammer, actually out in the grandstand area right now, watching what's happening. She's taking notes on the SWAC performance. We're also getting live Twitter updates, so we're posting those. We've got some photos that'll be coming your way, and of course, we've got some interviews that'll be coming up during this week on our radio wrap-up show. So we're going to be airing those, and lots to look forward to. Now, the radio wrap-up shows will air after the performances each night. We'll kind of recap. We'll talk about the highlights. We'll air some of the interviews that are going on from that evening, maybe catch up with some round winners and some of the top hands that will be passing through down here in Springdale, Arkansas. So you guys have that to look forward to here in the next few. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Also want to mention, you know, we could not be out here doing what we're doing if it wasn't for our sponsors. So we've got to give a big shout to all of those that have been helping support us on the road down here at Extreme Sports Medics. You know, we've got Humps and Horns. We've got Rodeo Safety One, our good friend Jim Lyles, who's up north. You know, want to say a big shout-out and thank you to you guys for supporting us here at the Making It Rodeo Network so we can be out here doing what we're doing. And fans, listeners, if you guys have just a few minutes when you're listening in, go over to your Facebook page, like their pages, and send a message to them telling them, hey, thanks for supporting Making It Rodeo Network so we can be here to air these broadcasts and give you some of this coverage of these rodeos as we're out here traveling the roads with these cowboys and cowgirls, giving you a list of your favorites. And I will tell you, fans, if you guys, a lot of you all watch the PBR, you watch bull riding, I can tell you that there are a few names that you will recognize right here this weekend. So make sure to stay tuned to all of our radio wrap-ups. We've got some top names coming through. You're not going to want to miss these shows as we get to talk about them and sit down and talk with them for just a few minutes as they get ready to stretch their legs on this Cowboy Christmas run. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm actually stalling here a little bit, fans, as you can tell. But really, we're just, man, excited. Excited to be here. We rolled in down here in Springdale yesterday, started getting things set up, started going through some of the show notes. Now, a lot of these guys are coming off some pretty big wins. I can tell you that Cody Teal, who actually won the Extreme Bulls this past weekend in Cody, Wyoming, is set to be here this weekend as well. So we should have an opportunity to catch up with Cody Teal, as well as many of the other top names. And these guys are on fire. They're out here, and we'll see if Cody Teal can take that motivation that he had in winning that big paycheck down there. That guy's won over $22,000 just in like 2 weeks alone. So, you know, this is the time and this is the opportunity because there's so many rodeos going on. If you guys are not out catching a rodeo, you are truly missing out. You can be at a rodeo almost 7 days a week. They are everywhere. So you guys will have an opportunity to catch up. Don't want to miss that either. Going to be a fantastic time. So make sure to stay tuned. And it's going to get wild. It's going to get Western. And Make It A Rodeo Network will have the information here for you. So make sure to stay tuned to MakeItRodeo.com. We're going to take another short break here, fans. Let you guys get a grip and get ready while we work on getting Steve Bache on our show. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Making A Rodeo Network and the Back on the Ranch special on a Tuesday afternoon.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Boston, they like baseball players. Down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn. Farmers in Illinois, but anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plowboys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. And What man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle, off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Well, come on, pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
You're listening to the Makin' Eight Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch, and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and Makin8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch as we're sitting here on a Tuesday night giving you a little bit of a preview of what's happening here in Springdale, Arkansas at the rodeo at the Ozarks. And man, this is going to be a wild week. Fans, if you are in the area, you need to pack your bag to come on down here and get ready for a wild cowboy run that is going to start for us right here at the Making A Rodeo Network in Springdale, Arkansas. Man, it is going to be one. So make sure to stay tuned as, hey, great things are happening here. Now, I will say, I'd like to say, as much as I would like to say that great things are happening right now, we are stalling. We're waiting. We're supposed to have a special guest call into the show. We can't seem to get a hold of anybody right now. Melody is actually out and about in the arena working on getting some interviews. She's catching up with a lot of the contestants that are here for the Slack performance tonight. She's taking some photos. We're getting some live Twitter updates. So great things are happening, fans. You guys just make sure to stay tuned, and we're going to continue to bring all the action. Now, things are not just happening here at Springdale, Arkansas. There are a ton of rodeos going on all over the U.S. this week, as this is what we call Cowboy Christmas. This is an opportunity where you can rodeo 7 days a week. Guys are going by train, plane, automobile, whatever it takes to get to these rodeos. Hitchhiking, it doesn't make a difference. They are working on trying to get out here and get some of this coverage done. So it is going to be interesting to see how things unfold and just where things are going to be going here these next couple days. We're going to see a lot of adjustments being made in the standings. You're going to see a lot of guys go up and down, as this is an opportunity to make a whole bunch of money and put yourself in contention to be at the Wrangler National Finals there in December. You know, it seems like it's so far off, but really, this is such a big and important run here these next couple weeks. And then we follow up with Cheyenne Frontier Days, Calgary Stampede is coming up here this next week. So, man, yeah, I cannot wait to see what all is going to happen here with the standings here at PRCA. For all that information, you need to make sure you stay tuned to ProRodeo.com for all of their changes, some of the news and highlights that are coming in. I think you'll be impressed with some of the things that are happening. Rookies, you know, this is a year where a lot of rookies are kind of setting out and making a name for themselves. This may be their first Cowboy Christmas run, so it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of these young, talented athletes can withstand the endurance of what it takes to be out here running these next few weeks. That's going to be really interesting as well. So, fans, you guys make sure to stay tuned for that. We've got some great style contractors down here. I also want to talk about them a little bit. Stace Smith is the main contractor that's down here. We've got our good friend Sammy Andrews. He has got stock out here. We're going to see those horses and bulls buck out tomorrow, so that's going to be a great deal. We're going to give you some updates on how the stock is doing down here as well. You know, this is a hard time for the stock as well because they're going out to so many events without getting those breaks in between like they would normally get. So that is another interesting part of what's happening here with the Cowboy Christmas Run. Man, it puts a lot of strain on everybody, but when, you know, you have an opportunity to run as hard as you do and make as much money as you can here in these next couple of weeks, man, you just, you know, you can't help but take advantage of those opportunities. So, anyhow, one of the other guys that we're looking to run into down here in Springdale, Arkansas, is our good friend Gooby. And Michael Gooby Smith, we'll have an opportunity to see him here. He'll be down at the arena tomorrow and doing some work down here. We'll have an opportunity to catch up with him. And, you know, that's going to be a great deal. I can tell you that Gooby is one of the guys that supports Making It Radio Network. And you guys need to support him just as much. You can find his links posted there on makingitradio.com and see what's happening there as well. So, man, I'll tell you, I wish I knew what was happening here tonight. Just not getting a whole lot of success with getting our callers to call in and check in with us. But, hey, that's okay. It's Tuesday, and, you know, the rodeos are set to kick off. A lot of guys are out there, and just hope everybody has some safe travel. So I was just mentioning how we had our co-host, Melody Plummer, down in the arena. Let's go down arena side and check in with her. Melody.
Hey, Scott, we're sitting on the bucking chutes right now and watching calf roping clack. I think there's like 80 guys roping tonight, so it's going to be a while.
Wow. So how are things going down there? What are some of the best scores that you've seen so far?
Bulls-wise?
Sure.
Well, excuse me. We got a speaker in our ear right now, and it is so loud, so can you repeat what you said?
I said, can you tell us how things are going down there? What are some of the times running in?
Oh yeah, during barrel racing clack, it was kind of funny. We ran into Brooke Jeter and Nicoletta Marchi. And Brooke Jeter, if you guys don't know, she was on CMT with Texas Women, and she was married to a saddle bronc rider. And so it was really fun to catch up with her because they gave us her video camera, and we were supposed to get an interview with her afterwards, and so it was kind of swap and swap deal, let's get an interview and we'll film you, and it was so much fun. Those girls were so awesome. Actually, during steer wrestling, a lot of the guys, like Levi Rudd from Chelsea, Oklahoma, got a 3.9, and Will Loomis got a 4.7, you know, slapping them down, giving a thumbs up to us, and we got an interview not a couple minutes ago with Miles Dickelmeyer or something. He was an awesome guy. He was so funny. They're actually right now, him and his partner are going, they're turning around and going in Texas right now, and then they'll be back up here on the 4th to compete. And if you guys didn't hear me before, it was Miles Dickelmeyer from Nebraska.
Wow. You know, and that's funny that you mentioned that, Melody, because there's so many guys that are coming down from the north to hit these early rodeos, and then they're going to start working their way back up later on in this week and early next week for the Cowboy Christmas Run. So great to see a lot of these guys down here, you know, tearing it up. We're glad to be down here in Springdale, Arkansas. And, man, I cannot wait to hear some of these interviews. And we're going to be able to air those this week on our radio wrap-ups, right?
Yeah, I think that everybody's going to be so happy and so pleased because these guys are so friendly. I mean, we've had such a good time talking with everybody. Faith Smith crew is so nice to us. They've been, I mean, they've been really friendly towards us, and we got a good lineup for this week. If you talked about it earlier, we have a couple of PBR guys coming down here, like Austin Meyer and Skeeter Kingsolver and Chase Outlaw. So it's going to be a really, really interesting show. I mean, SWAC, if you guys are not down here or if you have never been to Springdale, the SWAC stands are about as full as the Perf stands. I mean, we got people up in the SWAC. They're going to stay here all through SWAC and watch us, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous now because I'm sitting back here in the background with all the horse trailers, and you're down there at the arena having such a good time, and now I'm out here with our listeners having to broadcast this. Now I'm kind of chewing my fingernails going, wow, we got to wrap up this show so I can head out there and go hang out with you guys. But we're going to be out there in just a few minutes, and I cannot wait, Melody. And tell us a little bit about what happened with the with the barrel racing. Now, is the barrel racing over in the SWAC?
Yeah, barrel racing is over with SWAC. We didn't have a couple of girls show up, so it was a really short SWAC. Like I said, Brooke Jeter was running. A lot of permanent girls, a lot of rookies were running. We got a girl with a 17.31. She was Carly Richardson from Pampa, Texas. She's leading SLAC right now. So we got a Texas girl that's leading SLAC, following by DJ Crenshaw from Missouri. So, I mean, we got fast times. I know that this arena, it's a really big arena, and it's a really wide set pattern. So these girls have to kick it in, you know, gear to get around these barrels.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, are you getting some great photos for us down there, too?
Excuse me?
Are you getting some great photos down there? Are you getting some good pictures?
Oh, yeah. We've got some good contestant photos that kind of maybe we can use for blackmail, a couple nose picking, maybe a couple face plants. I mean, we're getting it.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Well, Melody, thank you and Dakota for hanging out down there in the arena while the SWAC's going on. We cannot wait to get back, and we'll be down there shortly with you. I can't wait.
Well, come on down. We got plenty of space.
you betcha. All right. Well, we'll see you in just a few minutes, Melody. Thanks for checking in with us.
See you guys.
All right. That's Melody Plummer, our co-host, and she is down here in Springdale, Arkansas with us. Wow. How much fun is this going to be, fans? We are just at the start of it. SWAC is running here right now. We had an opportunity to sit back and bring you that coverage. Cannot wait to get down there. As a matter of fact, we're going to wrap up our show just a few minutes early here tonight, fans. We've got more trailers rolling in. We've got our first performance that starts tomorrow. You are not going to want to miss our first rodeo wrap-up live from Springdale, Arkansas at the Rodeo at the Ozarks right here at the Parsons Arena. So, fans, make sure to stay tuned. And we will be bringing you coverage all week long. So also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you're looking for the Twitter feeds, we're going to be giving you some more live updates coming in at Makin 8, M-A-K-I-N, the number 8. You don't want to miss it. So make sure you guys catch up with us there as well. We want to bring you all of the excitement. We're going to be posting some pictures this evening of the SWAC performance. So you have lots and lots to look forward to. Keep tuning in to MakinAradio.com. You can also listen in at our flag station at KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. You can also find their live stream right on Makin8Radio.com. So until tomorrow, fans, make sure to get your sleep. It's going to get a little wild. It's going to get a little western. Cowboy Christmas is underway, and it begins right now in Springdale, Arkansas.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Makin 8 Rodeo Network.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.